From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The Milwaukee Bucks have beaten the Brooklyn Nets back-to-back games. Now, this is Brooklyn light, because it's Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, but no James Harden. So you got to keep that in mind. Here's what I got to say about it, Rob. I picked the Nets. Before they got James Harden, I did not pick them to win the championship. But once they got James Harden, and obviously he was playing great, I picked them to win it. I'm here to say right now, I assume James Harden will play and play through the playoffs and play every game and fine. Hopefully that's the case. If James Harden is not healthy, the Brooklyn Nets cannot win the championship. Can't. They might, probably won't even win the East without James Harden. But they can't win it all without James Harden. With him, I got him. And here's the thing. James Harden, Rob, you saw how great he was playing. He's a facilitator. He was the one getting everybody the ball in the right spot. And while Kevin Durant is awesome and historically great, and Kyrie Irving is awesome and I believe on his way to the Hall of Fame, neither of them's a terrific facilitator. And that's their problem when they don't have Harden. Rob, this isn't a prisoner of the moment. This isn't based on these last two games. They're 7-8 with those two without James Harden. They're 7-8 when they have Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant playing, but no James Harden. In fact, the Nets as a whole are 9-10 without James Harden. They're 27-7 with, or they're around 500 with James Harden. They're 27-7 with him. So I just think that dude is critical. When you got that much talent, you need somebody to get to spread the wealth, get everybody the ball in the right place. And that is James Harden. So he's got to be healthy for them to win the championship.
Yeah, I hear you, but I'm not buying into that. I picked the Nets before the trade. I think, yes, we could take a look at them and look at the regular season as we've done before. James Harden has had spectacular regular seasons, but not so much when it matters in bigger games. Kevin Durant has been big time in big time games. And Kyrie has also been a guy who's played well. So the game changes. Milwaukee has had great regular seasons for years now with Giannis, but things change when you get in the postseason. So I'm not going to take a look and say they can't win or because of what they've done in the regular season. I look at those guys as seasoned vets who have been there in big moments, big time. And I think that ultimately, sure, would the road be easier with James Harden? Absolutely, Chris. I get your point. But I'm not going to write them off as if they don't have those two don't have a shot at winning in a playoff. I like their supporting cast. I like what they've done all year long with players, the stars in and out of games, and they won at a ridiculous clip. You know, with Harden out, with KD out,
with Harden out.
No, I'm just saying.
They haven't won at a clip.
Yeah, but they were winning. They were winning recently before that. I mean, they won a couple of big games, even though Harden wasn't playing. My point is that I'm not going to write them off from regular season play, especially when the guy you're talking about coming hasn't performed greatly in the postseason. I'm not saying he's going to be in a different role. He won't be the lead guy, so obviously things change. Would their road be easier? Yes. But I like the team that they had put together before, and obviously Harden's a piece of that. I expect Harden to play. I think they're just going to hold him out as long as they can and just wait for the season, and it becomes an arms race. It becomes who has enough firepower in this league, and we'll see. I believe the Nets do, and I like a lot of their supporting players as well. Who do you leave open? And it might be that they just have to outscore you to win. And I'm going to put my money on the Nets. I'm still picking them. When those two first teamed up, I tweeted out, I thought the Clippers would win the first year, and I thought the Nets would. I love those two together. And even if they would have won these two games against Milwaukee, I'm not so sure that anybody's going to endorse them and say that they're going to win because, Chris, they are trying to do something that normally doesn't happen in the first year. So I get that, and right. A reservation. So I understand where you might have reservations. But I'm going to bet on Kyrie, and I'm going to bet on KD in this situation.
Yeah, look, we've talked about it. I mean, even with Harden involved, they played seven games together. So that's there. But I think the way he can facilitate and run the offense,
now, Chris,
I'm willing to give them – even without the time together, I'm willing to say they can win it all because those three are so good. But the thing about Kyrie, and it's where I disagree, is, yeah, Kyrie and Durant have had big moments in the playoffs, but it's always been big moments when there was somebody facilitating for him. Like, Kyrie hit arguably the greatest shot in NBA history, but LeBron James was the facilitator. LeBron James ran the offense. LeBron James made sure everything was clicking and working. And Kyrie just had to make shots, which is what he does as well as just about anybody. But if he's got to run the show, we saw what happened in Boston. They got beaten 5 by Milwaukee. And Kyrie didn't have a great series. 9 points one game, 15 points the next.
Yeah,
shot under 40%
like
four of the 5 games.
Had big moments or averaged 28 points in the finals.
Not as a lead guy. He's
not
going to
be the lead. Kevin Durant is the best player.
Durant's not running the offense.
No, but he's the best player.
Who's running the offense? Yeah, but he's not facilitating. He's not setting Kyrie up.
Yeah,
he'll try, but he can't. That's not his strength.
Yeah, but
and that's not Kyrie's strength.
But the difference is when you talk about that team is they had other pieces that they gave up for Harden. So, of course, you can't say – I mean, of course you're going to say that without Harden because you gave up a bulk of your team, those other pieces that go with
it. Yeah, but they added Blake Griffin. I mean, that's water under the bridge now.
Yeah, but I'm saying you can't look at the team – I'm talking about you can't look at the team without Harden. But if you do – You're saying that – so you're saying if he misses any games, they can't win?
No,
or if he misses
the entire thing?
I mean, what are you saying?
Yeah, if he's out – I mean, obviously, they can withstand him. If they're up 3-0 in a series and he has to sit, fine. But I'm saying – and hope – I don't think this is the case, right? Well, I guess none of us know. But if he's out, like if he can't play in the playoffs and – Kevin Durant's hamstring injury kept him out, 6 weeks? They thought it would be 2 games. So Harden's been out, came back, tried it, had to sit out again. So, yeah, I'm saying if he can't play in the playoffs or maybe he's in and out and it's choppy and he's 10 minutes he can play, but he's got to come out, now it's bothering him. Stuff like that. If he's not available generally, they won't win it. Because they need that. And Kevin Durant's had some tough moments, too. Remember, he's the one, he gave up a 3-1 lead to the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals in 2016.
Yeah, but he's done
and
better
he
since
wasn't,
then. And
but
he
that's
was
fine.
The MVP,
but I'm just saying, Harden's had his moments, too. I mean, Kevin Durant was
but
not good in
won.
Those 3 games
he's
they lost.
Never won.
He's never had
for me.
The Golden State Warriors of Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green with him either. And he actually had that team down. And then his running mate, Chris Paul, got hurt. So I'm not trying to excuse Harden's struggles because he's had a few. But it's not like every time he gets in a big moment, he wets the bed. That's all
say
I'm
that.
Saying.
I just said.
Because I'm saying Kyrie is – wet the bed, too, and so is Durant.
I'm just telling you, I'm expecting Kevin Durant to be the finals MVP when it's all said and done. That's what I expect. So we'll see.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on PrizePicks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
We talked with Mike Heller and a good conversation with him. Interesting that he said the fans up there in Green Bay are on the side of the Packers. Now, I think it's a little
natural.
Bit. Well, really? See, and I think it's a little. What's the word I'm looking for? It's muted, or it's not as strong as it sounds when he qualifies it with, but they want him back.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? If they were like good riddance to Aaron Rodgers, right? That's a whole different story.
It ain't gonna be like that. They would take him back in open arms if the Packers gave him a new contract, Chris.
Right.
The pushback from fans is natural in that he doesn't want to be in Green Bay. You know what I mean? Like, that's the
right.
That's what
right.
makes you feel don't feel good about it. It's like, what's wrong with us?
He doesn't want us, right.
How come you don't right? You don't want us. So at first, the first reaction is, what do you mean he doesn't want to be here? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's why fans at first react the way that they do.
Right. Now, the story came out today, I believe, that Aaron Rodgers was referring to, I mean, he clearly has disdain for Brian Gutekunst. And he must feel like Gutekunst basically is the one that drafted Jordan Love. It doesn't seem like he blames Matt LaFleur. They seem to have a legitimately good relationship. And obviously, you know, they work well together. I guess everything's okay with Mark Murphy. But he seems to have it in for Gutekunst, Rob. And he apparently, reportedly, refers to Gutekunst as Jerry Krause. In text with teammates.
Is he overweight?
I mean, from the headshots, I guess from the chest up pictures I've seen of Gutekunst, he looks like he might be in decent shape. I have no idea. Rob,
only
G,
reason I say that is it because, you know, like
Krause was, yeah,
right. Krause was round and short.
They called him Crumbs, right?
You
Jordan,
know what I mean?
And they called him. Didn't they call him Crumbs?
Something like, yeah. But you know what I'm saying, right? Right, like. Like,
I don't think that's why they're referring to him as that, right?
What?
You think it's because he's breaking up? Like, Jordan didn't like Krause.
I don't think that's what it is. I think he's just picking like a general manager who, like, some people might not have a lot of respect for, despite them winning. Like, oh, you know, I think it has more to do with that. I don't think it's about breaking up the team.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, Jordan. It might be this. Jordan and those guys, like you said, they didn't have a ton of respect for Krause.
They just didn't. Chris, you say it all the time. He was a baseball scout. That's what he was.
That's some white privilege.
Real.
You talked about that last week. That's some white privilege right there. When you can go from being a scout on the Chicago White Sox to the GM of the Chicago Bulls.
Well, but that's because the owner, you know the owner, Chris, and he just said, okay, you're the GM now.
But that's what happened. I know people, too. Did Jerry Krause know anything about basketball? I don't know. And he did a good job, but look, he had Michael Jordan. I don't know how. I guess he did do the trade for Pippen, which was great. He got Rodman, but they didn't have the respect for him. So I think that's part of it. And also, this may be an element too, Rob. Krause wanted credit, right? He that was his whole thing. I built this team. Everybody gives all the credit to Michael Jordan. They call all the players I put around him the Jordanaires. Well, I need to get my credit. And I look, that's a human emotion, right? I get that. But you have to be mature enough to understand that if you're a GM, if you're a president, whatever, that's not what it's about for you. Whether you may get credit, you may not, but your job is to put the team together.
But you know how they look. I'm going to tell you this. This is when GMs get credit, Chris. When you're Theo Epstein and the Red Sox went through an 85-year drought and you're the GM and they win the World Series. Then you go to Chicago and they had a 100-year drought. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's when people start to look. If Jerry Krause would have gone to another organization, Chris, and won 5 or 6 championships without Michael Jordan, then people would give him his credit. But when you have, like, the greatest player of all time, do you see what I'm saying? Like,
no,
like,
you're absolutely right. Did David Griffin get credit in Cleveland with LeBron
James? No, there's no credit
to
be given. No. There's just not. It doesn't work like that.
You're right.
You either have to show that you can win in more than one place, right? Or not have, like, the greatest player on the planet on your team. I'm just one of the two.
And you have to be cool with that. Rob G, is he here for the credit? And I'm not even being funny. I mean, we bring him on more than most hosts will bring on their producer, right? Because we love Rob G, and we cool. He's cool, and we like him and all that.
But if
we didn't bring him on, right, his job is not to be the star. That's what Jerry Krause has to under, or and Gutekunst. I think Aaron Rodgers thinks Rob Gutekunst wants some credit. I want to shine. That's what
credit
I think.
Credit of what? They haven't won anything since he's
been 13-3.
That ain't that. What credit is that? Come on.
I hear you there. But I think, look, Aaron is obviously awesome. He's not Michael Jordan. I think with Jerry Krause, he winning can numb you. I think with the Patriots, oh, we got 6. Let's show what we can do without Tom Brady. The Bulls, oh, we got 6. Let's show what we can do without Michael Jordan. And that's not how they should look at it, but that is how they looked at it. Gutekunst obviously isn't in that class. And all right, Rob, let's move here. Interesting story. Rob G., I want you to explain this about the Bills general manager and what's going on with the vaccinations and all of that.
Right. So Brandon Bean is their general manager. And you know that the Buffalo Bills famously a few weeks ago said that they would require a vaccination to attend their game. So they're very pro COVID-19 vaccine yes. in Buffalo. Well, their general manager was in an interview and they asked, hypothetically, would you cut an unvaccinated player if it meant that you could, in fact, get more practice time, more in-person meetings, which is the incentive the NFL has offered.
Right.
And he said flat out, yes, I would, because that is an advantage. These meetings were not as productive as before because you guys saw in the field house, we had three or four meetings going on. And sometimes you're talking over each other, but it was the only way to pull it off and be socially distanced. It would be an advantage then to cut a player and fall under that umbrella. So I guess the easy question, guys, is do you think that kind of thing is fair going forward?
The only thing I'm going to say is the only way I say it's fair is if the work rules work for everybody. If the work rules aren't the same for everybody, then no, I'm against it. If you say we need everybody in here, if I'm running a restaurant and I'm running and I have a kitchen, and I say in order to work at this 5-star restaurant, the Masonette that used to be in Cincinnati, I think they closed down. Great food. If you want to work at the Masonette, you got to be vaccinated. And then people have a right to, you know, say they don't want to be vaccinated or move on. But the star chef can say, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated, and you allow him to not get vaccinated, and you get rid of somebody who's the setup guy or who's setting up the salads or whatever. That's not fair. It's either across the board for everybody or it's open for everybody.
Well, that's why it can't work in pro sports. You're right. It could work in a restaurant, your barber shop, although maybe you got a star barber. But, you know, like those types of business is fine. Look, if Josh Allen and Rob G, didn't Josh Allen come out and say he at least was questionable? He was questioning whether or not he was going to get the vaccine.
Yeah, he said
right?
on the Kyle Brandt podcast that he was unsure at this point. This was last month if he would get the vaccine.
Right. So you can't make that type of blanket statement when you're running a football team or a basketball team. Rob, I don't know if LeBron's gotten the shot. There was a report that Dennis Schroeder, who appears to have COVID because he's out for 2 weeks. There's a report, I don't know if it's true or not, but that he said he and LeBron are the only players on the team that didn't get the shot. And LeBron certainly has not endorsed getting the shot. I don't know if he's taking it or not. But obviously, I'm not cutting LeBron James. Quinn Cook, bye. You know? But LeBron? Josh Allen? Stephon Diggs? No. So to me, Rob, that's what this is going to come down to. If there's a guy that's a role player, a special teams guy, he can be replaced, he's the 51st man on the squad or something like that, he doesn't get vaccinated, that could be the final straw. It's just like if a guy in that position doesn't go to the voluntary workouts and somebody else right behind him does go. They may say, you know what? This guy wants it. He'll do whatever it takes.
What if you're in a situation where a coach had cancer or has some other issues, or there are other players who have kids who have issues, you know, where it's like, well, we need to figure out what we're going to do here because I can't have a chance of this, you know what I mean, being transmitted to my family if there are people in the locker room. I'm just saying there's a lot of issues that come about. Right. And what if that guy's a star running back or that guy, Stephon Diggs, who has, I'm just hypothetical, of course, where he has an issue, right? And his quarterback's saying, I'm not getting it, but I got a grandmother at home or a mother at home or somebody else. I think it's a slippery slope. It's to me, you know? I hear your point.
Yeah.
I hear your point about a star and a scrub, but what if there's two stars? And one is saying, you know what I mean? Like, what do you do, Chris?
Well, I think this is similar to how it is for every American for the most part. It's not just about you, right?
You
have to take other people into consideration. Like, if I didn't want to get, I'm going to see my parents this weekend for the first time since August. Because I didn't want to be around them at their age if they got it.
No, because you don't want to put them at risk, Chris, right? You don't want to put them at risk.
Absolutely. So if I didn't get vaccinated, maybe I would be like, you know what? I'm still not going to go see them. Or I'm going to say I'm going to get vaccinated so I can go see them. So I think it's a stick. You're right. That's an interesting question you threw out there, Dave. If you got two stars.
Am I right? If you got two stars on separate sides.
Right.
And somebody's got a parent or a child or something, you know, and that was the thing with Haskins, right, in Washington. Ron Rivera's a cancer survivor, Chris,
right?
Right. He's out of the strip club, no mask, tossing dollar
and
bills.
That had a lot to do with, it wasn't just, oh, you're out here acting recklessly.
No, right.
It was, yeah. That
you're putting Ron Rivera, Ron Rivera's health in question.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, these aren't, it's not a black and white situation.
No,
and I think that's why the league has not, Rob, come down with a blanket rule that everybody's got to get vaccinated. But it's you know, you just got to try to do your homework.
Let me ask you this, Chris. Do you have two locker rooms?
That's not, if I had two, I mean, they're obviously going to still be in contact. But let's face it, you went through a whole season last year. Where there was no vaccination and dudes still played. So you could do that. You know, meetings, I mean, you're still going to meet in some ways. You wouldn't be able to meet in person,
I guess.
You see
what I'm saying, though,
right? Zoom.
But maybe you split the locker room and vaccinated and non-vaccinated.
Because if you got two stars, Rob, then you do what you got to do.
Right. That might work.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments, where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the iCouple Fox Sports Radio segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And this week's topic, I don't know if this is new, but it was new to me because I just saw it today. Warner Brothers and DC Comics are going to be making a new Superman movie. We don't know when it's going to come out, but we do know at least who the writer is going to be. Well, today, I read in the Hollywood Reporter that the plan is to make it the very first cinematic incarnation of Superman featuring a black actor.
Wow.
That's right, folks. Superman will be black in the next film. Here's the question, very easy. Do you have a problem with there being a black Superman? We'll start with you, Rob.
No, Santa Claus was black in my house, so why can't Superman be black?
Right, right.
It's just that simple. It's a character.
Racist.
What?
How's
that
racist?
Racist? I'm just saying.
I don't know. Rob G loves the button.
Rob G's a millennial that thinks, and he's not alone, but millennials think just talking about race is racist.
Makes you racist,
facts.
Right.
Which is ridiculous.
And
we
Rob
need
G.
to talk about race. And you, I don't want to be colorblind. I recognize your race, and I still respect you and love you as a fellow human being.
Chris, let me say this, and then you jump in. It kills me about movie making. You know why? Because somehow they can make the Ten Commandments, which is set
false
in Egypt, and all white
where the
actors
Egyptians should have been black.
Are all white in Egypt. I've been to Egypt, and go look at the skin color, okay? I'm telling you. But that's acceptable for Cleopatra to have white skin and be Elizabeth Taylor, but the notion that you make another character and he's black and there's something wrong with it, I don't get it. I don't get it.
No, you're right on the money, Rob. And all of the biblical characters, Jesus was not white.
His hair was woolly.
It wasn't
like
even
mine.
Close to that. Right. So you're right. You're absolutely right. And people freak out.
Right.
If you make Jesus, they had to play with a black Jesus, and they freaking out. You know, but it's all right to have the white one, even though we all know he wasn't white. So that no, I'm totally fine with it. And here's the thing, too, Rob. It is going to be good. I know, look, we love the white Superman was cool. I had
we
no
grew
problem.
Up with,
I love
we
Superman,
grew up with
right.
Superman
I love
on,
Batman.
Right? George right. Reeves, remember, right?
He yeah, was fine. So it's not, you can have a white one, an Asian one, a Mexican one for, you know, Rob G and all.
Oh, see, that's racist.
I'm waiting
racist.
For the button.
Racist.
No. But it'll be good for kids of yeah. all races to see a black Superman because now you're seeing blacks in authoritative positions.
Helpful, not
and
criminals
that's good.
In movies.
Right,
right,
right.
All kinds of stuff. Right.
But Rob G's got beef.
Rob G, you don't like it.
I don't like it. And the reason being is because
think of Aria. It'll be great for her to see a Mexican
yes.
Wonder Woman.
No,
that would
you know,
be awesome.
You know what? I'll tell her this too, because the new or the most recent Power Rangers, or excuse me, the most recent Aladdin movie, which takes place in Arabia,
yes.
the woman that they chose to be Princess Jasmine was from London, and I didn't like that either.
No, that makes no sense.
Because
right.
We have source material that tells us Princess Jasmine is Arabian.
Okay,
we have source
that's
material.
Great.
The person
but
who
ain't no Superman.
The person
it's fiction.
Who created Superman made him white in the
He's
comics.
He's a fictional character.
I didn't make him white.
If they're going to make John F. Kennedy black, okay, I got a problem with that.
Right.
But Superman?
He's a fictional character. Right.
I would
there's
say
nothing. There's nothing in the thing that said that he was black.
Look, Tom Hanks nothing. Is one of my favorite actors of all time. If they made him Black Panther, I'd have a problem with it.
No, but I
yeah, but that.
That
black is part of the name.
So
part
what
of his whole identity
right.
was he was black.
If, right.
No, his,
it
exactly.
wasn't super
his
white
man. His identity was that he was the Black Panther.
If it was
Panther,
super white man
he
and they
black.
Made him black, okay.
Yes, I'm with you, Chris.
Oh, my God.
If it was super white man, then we'd have
right.
an issue.
Look, man,
stop
all
it,
I'm
Rob
saying
G.
is the guy who created Superman, whoever the comic
when did
name
he say was, he was white in any
right.
comic I ever heard?
He
I don't
made
remember.
Him white.
What? No, but I'm asking you because they
when
cast
they
him white.
Quarterbacks,
no,
they meant for them
Superman
to be white.
Superman is not a TV show or a movie. It is a comic book. In the
no,
comic
I know,
book,
but I'm saying,
white.
But I understand that. But my point is, in none of that does it say he was white. They
no,
picked,
he's
they
an
cast
alien.
Him white.
He's an alien.
Right. Yeah.
Look, man, all I'm saying is...
Where are you at? Let's bring in some...
Alex, he's more into this stuff
Alex.
Than I
yeah,
what's
bring
up, my guys?
Some,
okay,
some
quickly.
Black Superman, you got a problem?
No, I have no problem. You know why, CB? And Rob, it has nothing to do with race for me. Of course, we got to be more open and talk about CB. But to me, it's I want the best actor. I don't want affirmative. I want the best actor to play the role. And if it is a black dude, I'm all for it. I want a great movie. So why is, you know, like, so Rob G, we got to be able
Morgan
to do
Freeman as Superman.
And the other problem, too, you know, Chris, is black
now,
Superman in
something.
That tights. It ain't going to work.
Oh, God.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh, my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.